DBHDD is reminding Georgians that the 988 Lifeline can help those worried about opioid and stimulant misuse. The three-digit number is free and confidential. Help is available 24/7. More information at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers, for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome.
During the recent legislative session on Crossover Day, freshman Democratic Representative Marianne Santos of McDonough revealed something private about herself on the House floor during the presentation of the Georgia Survivor Justice Act.
As a survivor, I would like to thank you for bringing this bill. I wanted to ask you, is it not true that this bill ensures that the legal system better acknowledges and experiences the domestic violence survivors and provides them with more avenues for justice and healing?
Thank you. Well said.
That thank you came from the bill's Republican author, Representative Stan Gunter of Blairsville. Recently, when the governor signed the legislation at the Capitol, Representative Santos watched. Then she talked to me about it.
Their experiences during sentencing. A lot of our survivors are victims that have not by choice made a lot of these choices. So I do think that that needs to be weighed in. And we need to protect our communities, including those that are vulnerable and marginalized communities.
Santos knows that because she heard from some of them.
I received a few letters of support from inmates. And that was probably my highlight of this session, just knowing that my 10-second remark on the floor that day that we voted on it impacted those inmates that saw me. I'm just really grateful for that.
Part of the bill allows prosecutors and the courts to consider whether domestic violence is a factor, to consider a lighter sentence or leniency for a defendant.
It will take into consideration the factors of the survivor. A lot of times that's overlooked. So a person could be sentenced for something without any consideration of the life that led to that day.
On that same day in March, Republican Representative Beth Camp of Concord presented her bill concerning abuse of animals. And Democratic DeKalb County Representative Carla Drenner spoke up.
The gentlelady yield?
I do for my friend.
Thank you very much. Is it not true that my county has been working substantially on this issue? And a couple of weeks ago, I went to Walmart on a Saturday morning and somebody tried to sell me puppies from out of a car. And I just want to say thank you very much for doing this bill. It's good job.
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Representative Camp pushed through that law, making it illegal to sell dogs, cats, and rabbits in parking lots, roadside, or flea markets. Camp talked about it the day the governor signed her bill.
What we found is these are not individuals who happen to have a litter at their home. These are individuals who are coming in from other states. So we did some clarification in the law. If you have litters at your home, you can sell them at your home, at your business, at the veterinarian's office. Police department, fire department, all those places are perfectly safe and wonderful places for you to have a transaction. But people who are selling animals alongside the road oftentimes have animals that are in deplorable situations and could have links to organized crime because it's cash money coming to them with no strings. And if the dog ends up being sick or having genetic issues that are very costly to the buyer, there's no recourse.
And those animals, she says, often end up in already overcrowded animal shelters. The new law will levy fines against violators. For Lawmakers Huddle, I'm Donna Lowry.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you were going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money Podcast from NPR.